This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. What are the Broncos doing with their head coaching position? Who wants that job? We know DeMeco Ryans doesn't. Looks like he's going to be the next head coach of the Houston Texans. We'll talk to Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback. We'll stop by in a little bit, get his thoughts on that. And is Jim Harbaugh still have his toes dipped into the deep end of wanting to be an NFL head coach? Because it feels like the Broncos aren't taking no with Jim Harbaugh, or at least they had another go-round with him. Brock Purdy has a tear in his elbow. The UCL, the ulnar collateral ligament.
Okay.
6 months. Whether he needs surgery or not, I think he's going to be out 6 months. But we're going to talk to a former NFL player, Harvard Medical School graduate who played for the Chiefs in Washington, offensive lineman Dr. Mark Addicks. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit, get his thoughts on that injury. Also, Patrick Mahomes with a couple of weeks here for rest with that ankle. How is it going to be come Super Bowl time? And so he'll join us coming up here in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. The Premier League is on NBC in Peacock, and you got a great matchup coming up on February 5th. It'll be Manchester City and the Spurs' Harry Kane. So Tottenham against Manchester City, only on NBC and Peacock, where you can also find this program on Peacock. Download the app, and you can watch for free. Say good morning to all of our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio lineup. Luka dropped 53 on Detroit. This is the fifth 50-point performance of his career. Four of the five have happened in the first half of the NBA season. They're still talking about getting him help and maybe trading and getting another star. I don't know who that star would be, but it certainly feels like the Chicago Bulls have been the center of attention for the Dallas Mavs if they would make a move there. But easier said than done. The Lakers got roughed up by the Nets, and LeBron and AD didn't play in that game. Yes, Marv?
I think the Mavericks need like a CJ McCollum type. Mm. Remember like the Sacramento Kings when they had Chris Webber, they had Mike Bibby. Mm. Like he wasn't maybe an all-star, but he was somebody you were going to have all types of problems with.
Yeah, but they said they were going to get a star, another star to go along with him. Yeah, Paulie.
I think Marvin's right. I don't think stars would want to play with Luka because you're not going to get the ball very much.
He has a lot of assists.
Yeah. After he gets double teamed, he has to get rid of it. It kind of reminds me, remember, Marvin, that guy, Eric Gordon, a good shooter, good offensive player, when he was playing with Harden, he was averaging like 17, 18 a game, maybe more.
He's available again, I think.
Probably still available.
Yeah, I think he is. I think there was what it would take to get Eric Gordon. I go, Eric Gordon still playing, huh? Still scoring. Yeah, Marv.
O.J. Mayo is available. I'm sure he's somewhere.
Sure he is. I'm saying Harold Miner is still available there. Yeah. But I don't know if you're getting another star. You know, Porzingis and Luka didn't get along, but that might be because Porzingis thought he was, you know, maybe on a level playing field there with Luka. Yeah, Paul.
Isn't that what makes the Warriors great? That Klay Thompson never said, I want my own show. I want my own team.
Yeah.
And they stuck.
Well, even, I mean, I think everybody understood. Draymond knew what his role was. Klay knew what his role was, and so did Steph. You know, when KD came in, you know, you're kind of reassembling the deck chairs there where you're like, okay, who gets to sit there and who's sitting there and who's sitting there? But after a while, it seemed like they did okay. And Draymond's the one who had a problem with KD. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. I saw where Brock Purdy and the Niners, I guess he's looking for a second opinion on that injured elbow. Dr. Mark Addix has been on this program many times, Harvard Medical School grad, orthopedic surgeon, and former offensive lineman in the NFL. Great to talk to you again, Doc. Brock Purdy seeing another or getting another opinion. What if it's torn, what can that other opinion be?
Well, I mean, I think every athlete, one, they want more than one person to tell them that the path that the first doctor told them to take is the correct path. And then secondly, everybody kind of wants to say, oh, maybe it's just partial. You know, they're hoping that the next doctor will tell them they don't need surgery. I mean, looking at the hit, looking at his absolute inability to throw the ball, it looks to me like he needs surgery. He needs Tommy John surgery. And, you know, it generally is a year. You know, I mean, Steven Strasburg came back in a year in baseball. We had Jake Delhomme came back in just over a year, actually. He was hurt in week three and then came back the following season, had probably his best year after he had Tommy John. So it's not that I don't think he'll be able to come back and play well. It's just that it may completely make next season not an option.
I said that yesterday, Doc, and then I saw the update. It's like, oh, he could be back right before the start of training camp. And I'm thinking, this isn't the Tommy John surgery that I know. And then I'm wondering, is the Tommy John surgery, is it different for a quarterback than it would be for a pitcher?
What's odd is you would think throwing a heavier ball that you'd have more Tommy John surgeries with football quarterbacks. But, you know, one, there are a lot fewer football quarterbacks than there are pitchers. But, no, there are more UCL injuries in baseball throwers than there are in football throwers. It really is a more rare injury. Now, can you come back faster? You know, I don't think you're throwing, you know, 50-yard bombs, 60-yard bombs with an elbow 6 months after the surgery. You know, I mean, it takes about 3 months to heal. And, you know, I mean, every now and then you'll see a baseball player come back in 9 months and they're like, oh my gosh, can you believe it? This guy came back. I mean, that's just, you know, knocking it out of the park to come back after Tommy John in 9 months. And I do think that that's possible. 6 months would make him pretty miraculous. And, you know, I'm unfamiliar with someone being able to play quite that soon.
Yeah, I was there with you. I haven't had that surgery, but, you know, understanding what pitchers go through. And then I wondered, you know, the demand that's going to be on that elbow moving forward. You know, it's a violent motion with a pitcher, not necessarily with a football player. But if you gave him a 9-month window, even then would he be able to play? And that, of course, will open up the speculation that maybe Tom Brady is ready to come in. Let me ask you about a couple of weeks with Patrick Mahomes resting that ankle will mean what for the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, pretty miraculous, you know, playing on one foot the day he hurt it. And then last week, I mean, last week he wasn't anywhere near normal, maybe 70%. You know, 66. I think he's going to be closer to 85. I still think he's going to be a little bit gimpy. I still think his mobility is going to be somewhat affected. I actually think it's kind of like the golfer, you know, who's got a little bit of an ailment, and so they swing at 80%. Sometimes it helps their game. Is Patrick not relying on his mobility? Is it forcing him to read defenses even more quickly? I mean, we already know he can throw it and throw it accurately and throw it deep. But, you know, I don't know. I almost felt as he threw for 305 yards on one foot last week that maybe he was even better in some ways. Obviously, the mobility wasn't, but he did run for a first down at the end. So, you know, I think he'll be 85%, but it may actually make him a better quarterback.
You have the Tua Tagovailoa situation. I don't know how much you've addressed concussions in your line of work, but he's still in concussion protocol, and this is 5 weeks, Mark. You know, are you more susceptible to more concussions the more you have?
You know, I don't know if they know, like, officially that we've done studies, but it certainly does appear that way. I mean, anecdotally, I think that when someone's had a concussion, it seems to me that they get concussions more readily. And so when you're talking about someone being in concussion protocol, that just means that he still has symptoms, probably as he tries to work out, you know, because that's the first thing they do is they put him through a cardiovascular workout. And so he must, you know, have symptoms when he's trying to work out, probably not at rest, but probably when he's trying to work out. And until he's completely asymptomatic, you know, they can't say that he's cleared from protocol. And yes, it's worrisome. I mean, it's worrisome if someone's having repeated head injuries. I mean, certainly if my son was having repeated head injuries, I'd tell him to quit playing.
Yeah, that's what Chris Collinsworth said, Doc, that at some point, you know, he's young and he's got the rest of his life and might be the rest of his life without football.
It might be. You know, I mean, I love watching him play, and I thought he was a real great story this year. Coming out of the gates, it looked like Miami was going to be, but you know, in contention for the AFC title. But, yeah, so, I mean, I certainly want him healthy, and that's what's most important, but I'd miss watching him.
Kyler Murray's injury, ACL, meniscus, that's going to take a little bit longer than people probably expect.
Yeah, straightforward ACL, you can see guys come back pretty reliably between 6 and 9 months. And then when you throw a meniscus in there, it goes more to 9 to 12. So, you know, we'll just have to see how he does. Some people can still, you know, get back in 7-8 months after an ACL with a meniscus. I mean, he's a pretty young guy, and he's not a very big guy. I mean, certainly, I wonder, though, he's such a water bug, and he changes direction so quickly that, you know, you wonder if this is going to affect his game to some degree.
Oh, yeah. I you know, that because he relies on his legs as much, if not more, than anybody else in the NFL, that's where I'd have some trepidation there.
For sure.
How many concussions? Did you even count concussions when you played in the NFL?
No. I mean, I honestly didn't. I mean, I had a number that you know, I told the trainers about and, you know, maybe came out of a practice. But most concussions were unreported when I played. I mean, and honestly, they happened during interceptions because the defensive lineman was there. It was their time to get back at us offensive linemen who were trapping them and you know, blindsiding him down the field. And so they would get back at us, and that's where a number of my concussions occurred.
Well, are you watching a sport that you're unfamiliar with the way it was played when you played and the way it's played now?
Well, I mean, what's interesting is there was a code, and the code was you didn't want to intentionally injure somebody. And so the last thing you would do is go at somebody's knees. But you know, I mean, just like boxing or MMA, you know, a good clean shot to the head was legal. And if you, you know, and if somebody got a concussion, we just said, you got your bell rung. It wasn't, you know, everything was downplayed. And then, you know, it was ignorance all around. I mean, I don't blame anybody for it, but, it is better. And the thing is we love without great quarterbacks, the NFL is not much fun to watch. Right. And so I'm okay with it. I know I was a defensive lineman. I would hate it, but as a fan, I'm okay with it.
Great to talk to you again, Doc. Hope you're doing well, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Tim. Have a great day.
Dr. Mark Addix. He's a Harvard Medical School grad and played in the NFL. He was on the 1991 Super Bowl champion Washington team and also spent 9 years with DirecTV, the Fantasy Zone medical expert. And that's why when they say 6 months for Brock Purdy, I got to believe it's at least 9 months. You know, that's where, as soon as I saw the time frame, I go, you're having Tommy John surgery and you're going to be back in 6 months? I mean, I'd have doubts 9 months. Yeah, Paul?
I got a doctor question for you guys. You ever watch ER? I was watching ER the other day. Should have asked Dr. Addix. Yeah. So they show the surgeons getting ready for surgery, and they're scrubbing their hands like sandpaper. They're scrubbing and scrubbing for like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then they put these big, huge gloves over their hands and forearms. Why do you got to wash your hands so much if you're putting a big glove on?
Yes, Todd.
I also get concerned when they're talking about what they're going to do later, what tavern they're going to, what they're having, you know, what their vacation plans are. Do you want your doctors so relaxed and so confident in their ability that they're talking about things outside the surgery, or you want them all in on every little?
Well, when do you hear this if you're under?
I'm saying when you're watching a show and supposedly they're having these conversations.
That's not a real thing.
I think there are doctors that are talking about things outside of the surgery if the person's not like bleeding to death or anything. And they say, hey, what do you think about Sally in room 212? Kind of cute.
I have undergone surgery and been put under many times. And I remember there one doctor loved to have Billy Joel on. Billy Joel was always playing when I'd go in there and then...
leading up to the surgery.
Yes, yes. But, you know, they'd be talking to you and then they'd go, you know, we didn't start the fire. You know, I'm going, okay, all right, you know. I don't know if the music's going to be playing that loudly as he's cutting into me, but all right. You know, he's having a good time. He said, I love Billy Joel. Puts me in a great mood. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I think that's great because it gives you a sense of confidence. This guy's chill. He's having fun. Fritzy, you want a doctor that's going, I don't know if we're going to get through this one, but we're going to get through this together.
Well, I don't want to hear, you may be right. I may be crazy. And then I go out.
Yeah. Although that sleep. Ooh,
quick.
It's a great sleep.
It's some of the greatest sleep you ever have. When you go through a colonoscopy, man, it's like, wow, how long was I out for? Awesome. Although I did have the one doctor who did the microfracture on my knee, and he said, do you want to be awake? And I go, oh, I don't think I could take the pain. He goes, no, I'm going to numb your leg from the knee down, and you'll be awake, and you're going to be able to watch it. And I go, oh, no, no, no. And he had a camera on, you know, his surgical tool, and he'd be going into my... He gave me a videotape. Gave me a videotape of that. Yes.
How could anybody possibly want to watch that?
Well, he was fascinated by it. It's not his knee. Like, this is what he does. You know, he's a sports medicine doctor, and it was new technology.
But could you even watch the blood go in the tube when you're getting, like, a blood test? I can't even watch that.
No.
So who wants to see what they're doing inside
the knee? And I told him, because he said... You know, some people don't like to be knocked out because when they wake up, they're nauseous. But I said, no, knock me out, and it's okay. If I don't wake up, it's okay. But I don't want to be sitting here watching you stick a knife into my knee here. And you get to watch it up on the screen. Oh, he was so excited about it. I remember when I had my knee replaced and the nurse, she was so excited to take out the stitches. She said, oh, I love this.
What, she put them on eBay?
No, but she loved this part of the job. And it's, you know, your knee is, you know, you got like 15 stitches in there. And then she'd go in and take scissors and cut them. And she loved it. And I was like, this is a little too weird. Yeah, Paul.
When I was about eight, I had like 7 stitches in my head. And my dad took him out with his buck knife. Like, we were going to have to go back to the hospital. My mom goes, let's go back to the hospital as you get these stitches out. Today's the day. My dad goes, come on. He took his buck knife. I went, ding, 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 yeah. And pulled him. And I could feel him come out. And I thought it was cool. But I think that was not proper
procedure. Oh, I was sitting up, and she's ready to take the scissors. And I said, I'm gonna lie down here. And she goes, okay, I love this. Yes, Todd.
I know they're professionals, but were you ever worried that they were going to start the surgery before you were completely out of
cold? No.
Because I had at least two, we'll call it procedures, but it was a little more than that. Well, I'm still up. I actually remember myself saying, don't start yet. I'm still up. I'm not out yet.
No way.
No, they go through a bunch of tests to make sure you're definitely out, but I remember yelling, I'm not out yet. I'm still awake before they start cutting into me.
Yeah, I was always out. I don't think I ever was...
Please don't start yet. I'm still up. How long does this take to fall asleep? Because I'm
Can
still up.
Can you imagine how paranoid Todd would be? Okay, got to make sure. I got to be out, okay? You got to ask me, am I out? Are you out? You got to shake me.
We will assure you that you're going to be completely out before we start doing anything. Please, because I'm still up.
The doctors needed Novocaine when they got there on time.
We'll take a break. We'll get some coaching news coming up from Albert Breer, the Monday Morning Quarterback, back after this. If you own a business, been a bumpy ride, we all know that. But if your business has five or more employees and you manage to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's a refund of your taxes, not a loan, and the challenge is getting your hands on it. That's where you go to GetRefunds.com. They have a team of tax attorneys they put together, highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program, already returned over $1 billion to businesses. And they might be able to help you as well. They do all the work, no charge up front, simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions, and see if you are ready to go. This payroll tax refund program only available for a limited amount of time, so don't miss out on your opportunity. Go to GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Takes me back to an operating table. I think I was having an ACL. Might have been an MCL. Could have been meniscus. Who knows? But yeah, the doctor loved to have Billy Joel on. Yeah, Paulie?
I'd rather have surgery than listen to this song.
Oh!
And I like Billy Joel. This song's not good.
Yeah, yes, for two.
Could have been Only the Good Die Young just before you go out.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Bloop, bloop. Update the poll results, then we'll get to Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback.
Okay, we were asking, what is the most awkward NFL quarterback situation going into next year? And 49ers, 49% for the 49ers. Ravens, 15%. Jets, 13%. Dolphins, 10%.
All right, let's bring in Albert Breer. He's the Monday morning quarterback. Albert, let me start with the Broncos situation here, trying to figure out exactly who wants this job. Have they offered this to anybody?
I don't know if they formally offered it to anybody. I know they liked D'Amico Ryans quite a bit. Obviously, they've talked to Jim Harbaugh multiple times. I don't think anybody should miss the nuance that tomorrow is National Signing Day. So, you know how those things can go sometimes. Sometimes college coaches want to get past that before they consider other things. Dan Quinn was very much in the mix before he pulled his name out and decided to stay in Dallas. So, you know, I think it's a combination of things. You know, I think, Dan, it's the quarterback situation for sure, and it's the contract you're going to be saddled with. You know, but on top of that, it's also like circumstances in each of these cases. Does Harbaugh just want to stay at Michigan? Is he trying to use them to get more money out of Michigan? Dan Quinn, you know, is very happy in Dallas and isn't desperate to take his next swing at a head coaching job. And then D'Amico Ryans has a place that, you know, he played for 7 years coming to get him, you know. So I think it's, you know, a combination of the job not being perfect and then some circumstances with the other coaches that has given those. I would say each of those other coaches have options, if that makes sense. That's the danger in going after coaches with options, is they might not pick you.
If you were going to wager a guess, Sean Payton coaches in the NFL or he stays in TV?
I think he stays in TV for another year. At this point, like an educated guess, I think that the biggest problem for him was the two places that I think were probably most desirable to him geographically had a massive quarterback question. And are you okay with Kyler Murray's contract? Are you okay with Russell Wilson's contract? To me, that's sort of the crux of the whole thing, you know, and because it's not one of these where it's like, okay, well, we'll see how it goes for the next year or so, and then I'll go get my own quarterback after that if it doesn't work out. In those situations, you're married to those quarterbacks, and Sean Payton might only have one more swing at this. So I think with those situations, that I think those places have the geographic advantage. I think he wants to stay west. You know, I think there was the question of whether or not he wanted to marry up with those quarterbacks. And then, you know, I think you look at a Carolina, you look at a Houston, and how long are those builds going to be? How hard is it going to be for you to find a quarterback? So I think he's comfortable living in Manhattan Beach. He's got a comfortable television job. And, you know, certainly I think with only five open this year, there stands to be a whole lot more options in 2024.
Was Kellen Moore fired by the Cowboys?
I heard things weren't great between him and Mike McCarthy at the end. And, you know, I don't know if it was finally the fact that they were both sort of play callers by trade that got them, or it was the way that Dak played. What I do know is, like, that arrangement that I think had worked okay but had its ups and downs over 3 years had sort of run its course. And obviously there were some great opportunities to be an offensive coordinator elsewhere for Kellen Moore. And I think this sort of allowed them to come to a everybody wins type of scenario where, you know, Mike McCarthy can move on with his own staff and as the play caller, and Kellen Moore can go find a place that honestly, like in a year, could vault him into being a head coach. And this is coming on the heels of Kellen Moore doing really, really well interviewing with Carolina Panthers, where he does have some momentum. So yeah, I just think it was sort of a combination of one of those things. I think that they came to the decision a little while ago on this, and really since it's about Kellen Moore finding his landing spot, so they could make it look at least a little bit more amenable than it was.
He's Albert Breer, the Monday Morning Quarterback. The Aaron Rodgers report that I'll put in quotations here, it almost now feels like it's fact that the Packers want to move on from him, when Adam Schefter is taking collective opinions around the league, which doesn't sound like those are sources here. Help me understand the Rodgers situation, how it's being reported, and where the Packers and Rodgers stand on this.
I think Aaron Rodgers is at a personal crossroads, and I think the Packers are at an organizational crossroads. Like, I think for Aaron, he's at the point of his career where Brett Favre was at the end. And remember what Aaron Rodgers witnessed. It was the first 3 years of his career. It was like, is Brett Favre going to get off the tractor and come back from Mississippi? You know what I mean? Like, and he saw that. And so I think, you know, for Rodgers, my guess would be, and this is a guess, but my guess would be, like, he wants to get separated from him a little bit before he decides what he wants to do. Meanwhile, the Packers have to decide whether or not they want to go forward with this arrangement when they've got a major decision coming on their younger quarterback. And, you know, I think it's May 2nd. They have to make a decision on his fifth-year option. And that's, I think, a $22, $23 million decision. And that locks you into Jordan Love for 2024. So if you pick up that option, you're basically saying Jordan Love's going to be our starting quarterback, maybe not in 23, but definitely in 24. And if you've come to that conclusion, you just pull the plug now. Do you think it's time to turn over some of the roster, to fix some of the cap problems? You've got some guys you've got to re-sign, like Rashawn Gary, who's going to be coming off of an ACL. So, like, organizationally, I think that the Packers have sort of come to that natural point after 3 years of Love on the bench, the same way they came to that natural turning the page point in 2008, where Aaron Rodgers had been sitting on the bench for 3 years, where it's, do we want to go all in with Rodgers for the next couple of years, knowing that he might be all in, he might not, and just continue to load our roster up and then start over when we start over? Or is it time to turn the page now? And I think the idea of turning the page has more merit than people realize.
Yeah, I agree. I would have turned the page the year before and moved on if I thought Jordan Love could play, and you just move on from the drama here.
Dan, the one thing I would mention, I think that they feel a lot better about Jordan Love today than they felt like a year ago. You know what I mean? Like,
why?
So I think that's what makes it different.
Why?
I think he's made real progress this year. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be a superstar, okay, and I'm not saying he's going to be Aaron Rodgers in 2008, but I do think, like, there was some genuine concern over where Jordan Love was a year ago at this point. I think they feel a little bit better about him now.
Okay. The 49ers situation, we had Dr. Mark Addicks, who is an orthopedic surgeon, played in the NFL, yeah, and talked to him about the Brock Purdy injury. And he voiced surprise that the six-month time frame for Purdy to be able to come back, he said, you know, this is a year. This is Tommy John surgery. This is maybe 9 months, but not 6 months, and maybe it's a year. Do you think the Niners open the door for the possibility of Tom Brady?
I think they investigate it, yes. The door was open last year, Dan. You know, and I think to some degree for John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, you have to look at, like, where they are with their roster, how close they've been, three NFC title games in 4 years. And if you can just get good, not great quarterback play, and I think you can get that out of Tom Brady, and you can get a quarterback who can perform in the biggest moments, which nobody's ever been better at that than Tom Brady, then you should be the safe favorite to win the Super Bowl, just based on where they are from a roster standpoint. So that door was open last year, and I think for that 6 week period where Brady was considering his options, quote unquote, retired, right? A lot of people have talked about Miami. San Francisco left the door cracked during that time too, and so, you know, I think that there was this feeling there, Brady's camp: do we have to go back to Tampa, or is there a possibility to go Miami? Is there a possibility to force our way to San Francisco? And Tampa slammed the door shut on that. Their messaging was really strong through February, you know, and then they pushed it to the beginning of free agency and said, you're in or you're out, and this team's going to look a lot different if you're not in. And he jumped in. I think because the Niners went through that thought process the same way the Dolphins did over that 6 or 7 weeks last year, I think the door is open. I don't know if Brady's going to want to live on the other side of the country from his kids. Like, to me, like, I think that's the biggest wild card in that whole thing, because he's got two kids in Miami and another in New York. But I certainly think the Niners are going to leave the door open to this, especially with what happened with Brock Purdy.
What are the Dolphins' options, given Tua is still in concussion protocol after 5 weeks?
It's hard because, you know, I just mentioned that natural point that the Packers have reached with Jordan Love. The Dolphins are there with Tua also. So they got to make a decision on his fifth-year option by the first week of May. And if you don't pick up his fifth-year option, then you're necessarily in a year-to-year situation with your quarterback, because his contract's going to be up after this year. And if you look at the history of it, and since the system went in place in 2011, where first-round picks had the four-year deals, the fifth-year option, quarterbacks who don't get their fifth-year option picked up are almost never on the team after that, you know? And so the same way the Packers are sort of at a crossroads and at a decision point with Jordan Love, the Dolphins are right there with Tua. And what they did last year, so much of it was based on getting an answer on Tua, signing Teron Armstead, trading for Tyreek Hill, hiring Mike McDaniel. All that was about getting a clear answer on who Tua is. And I think they do have a clear idea of who he is. I think he can be a good starting quarterback in the league. I think they believe that. The question is the medical now.
Yeah.
And I think it's really hard when a guy's had that many injury problems, let alone like a concussion issue, because he was injured a lot before the concussion thing. Can you really go all in on a guy like that? It's a really, really tough thing. And I think it's going to be something the Dolphins are going to have to wrestle with for the next few weeks as they set up their plan for their offseason and what else they're going to do at quarterback.
Always great to talk to you. Thank you, Albert.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback. A couple of phone calls in here. Elijah in Atlanta. Elijah, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. 5'9", 155. So first, compliment you, Dan. You do great with your interviews when they come on. You get a lot out of them. And so I do want to go back to that Jason Garrett interview that you had when he came on.
Yep.
No one brought this up, so I have a comment and a question. First, he went into the story about how Jerry Jones got him hired, right? Interesting. I'm like, okay, how did this even happen? The story was him showing up at a restaurant in Dallas, having steak and beers with Jerry, and, like, that's all it took? Okay. Like, finally, someone, like, said he admitted. Like, great. Let's question that hiring practice, number one. Number two, do we always wonder why, like, we hold on to, like, why did Jerry hold on to Jason so long? What was all that about? Well, it's because he didn't have any coaching experience to begin with. Like, what, he coached in Miami, quarterback's coach for, like, 4 weeks? And then, like, yeah, he held on to him, wasted prime Romo KTO years on what? Jason Garrett's head coaching training wheels. Great. Awesome. Good to know. Number one. Number two, in between that story, he said he came into Dallas right after Bill Parcells got let go. Where was Wade Phillips in between all that? And, like, what happened in between there? Like, was he giving a wink-wink to Garrett, letting him know that, you know, after Phillips is gone, you're going to be the guy? And is that happening with Dan Quinn now when it comes to Mike McCarthy?
Elijah, you should have called me, like, right after the Jason Garrett interview. But you're going way, way, way deep on this. And Jason Garrett hadn't been there in a while. And Jerry wants to have somebody who will let him help coach. You know? You don't want to have those big personalities. If you get rid of Jimmy Johnson, and he's a Hall of Fame coach, that'll let you know, I don't want somebody who has a personality who matches mine. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, I kind of disagree with you. I like to do 4 or 5 minutes on the Dave Campo era real quick if you had a time. Maybe the Quincy Carter draft pick.
Yeah.
If you got a minute.
Yeah, Jerry held on to Jason. He liked him. Jason didn't have a lot of experience, and Jerry thought, hey, Jerry thinks that he is the coach. I mean, Jerry's the one that everybody goes to after the game. Nobody wants to hear from Mike McCarthy after the game. They go right to Jerry Jones. And there's a reason for that. Jerry is the personality. He is the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, Mark.
Do you think he wasn't big on the Bill Parcells era because Bill Parcells was just as big of a star?
Probably not. Probably brought back memories of Jimmy Johnson. And Parcells was nobody's fool, you know? You want to be able to coach. You want to be able to have your offense there. You know, is Mike McCarthy going to call the plays if Kellen Moore is not there and, you know, Mike is an offensive-minded head coach? Okay. Is Jerry going to allow that? I don't know. But it all goes through Jerry. You know, make no mistake about that. We'll take a break here. We got time for more phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow? Are we going to be at the Super Bowl? Is there a chance that LeBron is going to break the record when we're out in Arizona? I know that it was OKC was maybe, according to DraftKings, the odds-on favorite that he would break the record against them. But I think it's a Tuesday and a Thursday.
Yeah, I think it's Tuesday the 7th and Thursday the 9th were some possible dates right in the middle of Super Bowl week.
But they're not out in he's not in Arizona for one of those games.
I don't believe so.
They are the next few games. The Lakers are at Indiana, at New Orleans, home against OKC, home against Milwaukee, at Golden State.
Oh, okay.
That's the window to break.
Oh, okay. But it could happen during Super Bowl week.
It could happen as soon as next week.
Okay,
like you say to me.
Well, yeah, he could get 100.
Okay, that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be that'd be awesome. Yes, Marv.
They play the Knicks tonight, so he could break it tonight.
Is he playing?
Oh, that's the thing.
Let me see. Lakers getting 2 against the Knicks. I guess that would mean LeBron is playing and AD. Are they both playing?
That would be
I think so.
Like an eclipse?
I don't know. Imagine you've geared up. This is the Christmas present, and you get to go see the Knicks against the Lakers. Maybe, you know, LeBron, one of his last years, and going that year, I got to see him as he broke the record. Yeah, Marv.
DP, I'm literally looking for tickets now, contingent on if he plays tonight. I did that same thing. Ask Fritzy. I did the exact same thing.
Oh, you're thinking of going?
Yeah.
Oh.
My son, Lorenzo, asked me, hey, what do you want for Christmas? To see LeBron. Can't you ask for, like, a bike or something like that?
That's all he wants to see LeBron.
And so I waited the day of the game the Lakers played at the Nets last year.
How about you just get him a TV in time to watch on TV?
But that's not LeBron in person, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I want to see him in person.
Yeah. Hey, I want to see LeBron in person. How about I get you a pony instead?
Easier to find.
Yes. Sam in Iowa. Hi, Sam. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Great, Sam.
When Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers were last couple of years, we were thinking about moving. I thought both these guys are out from California. I thought San Francisco would be a perfect fit, but I don't think San Francisco was looking for anybody then. Now that the stars are aligned, I think San Francisco is looking for somebody. They're both on the move. What if they both come calling to San Francisco? You're San Francisco. Who you got?
So I can have anybody for 1 year?
Yeah, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, just 1 year.
I take Tom Brady. I'd take him for 1 year. I'm just not sure about Aaron Rodgers' commitment. That would be it. And how is my team going to react to Aaron Rodgers? And how will they react to Tom Brady? I mean, if you said the consolation prize was Aaron Rodgers, you're still doing pretty well there. And that's an upgrade. Eric in Iowa. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, DP Show Nation. First time, long time, 6'1", and a gutty 335. I just wanted to call in. I know yesterday people have been talking a little bit about some Des Moines hot spots for the boys to check out while they're in town, and I wanted to invite them to the 19th annual Groundhog's Day celebration at the High Life Lounge. They celebrate it every year, 6 a.m. Free beer starts flowing from 6 a.m. till the kegs run dry around 8 or 9. I'm always there first in line with my buddy Squirrel. So I just love if they're going to be in town Wednesday night, stop on down Thursday morning and have a beer.
All right. Well, thank you, Eric. I don't think they can have a beer since they're driving, but I guess whoever's going to be the passenger can drive or can have a beer. Seaton, probably the French kid will be driving. You heard from the medical community about scrubbing your hands before they put on gloves to do surgery?
Yeah, I question why they doctors scrub their forearms and hands for like 10 minutes before they go to surgery. They said the flakes on the skin, they don't want that getting anywhere. Even with the gloves, they want to make sure the flakes on the skin. And there's other reasons, but the epidermal layer they want to take off is all the flaky skin.
I'm always amazed when they leave something in you.
Like a souvenir?
No, they'll leave like a medical, like some kind of part of the surgery that they'll leave a scalpel in there. That's happened before. Haven't you heard those stories?
No.
Yes, it's terrible.
Of course, Ritzy.
Yes.
Like, why would you leave some of your equipment my leg?
Shouldn't you have a checklist? Like when you get done, okay, I got all of these things that I'm going to use to cut you open. You get done, and then don't you do a checklist to go, okay, we got that, we got that. Where's that hammer?
I had four scalpels.
Nurse Ratched, where is the hammer? Oh, we got to open up Jimmy Lipper.
But that doesn't happen often, does it?
It happens enough that, you know, people will, you know, have these horror stories.
Michelle, didn't you borrow my ballpoint pen? What the heck is that?
This day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a couple. Fritzy related. The Washington Redskins beat the Denver Broncos 42-10 in 1988. Hang in there.
They scored 35 points in the second quarter.
It was 10-0 Denver. Things were looking good.
Yeah.
1999, the Denver Broncos won Super Bowl XXXIII. Second consecutive.
Yeah.
And then this is always fun. The Chicago White Sox announced a deal in 2003 that would change the name of Comiskey Park. Actually, Sox Park is what the locals call it. Mm. After 93 years. I think it's been four different names since then.
On this date in 2006, Kobe scored 40 in a win against New York to average 43 points per game for the month of January, and he joined Wilt Chamberlain as the only players with multiple calendar months where they averaged at least 40 points per game. On this date, 1993, the Bills committed 9 turnovers, and the Cowboys roughed them up, winning the Super Bowl 52-17. I forgot they had 9 turnovers. Yikes. First player under 6 feet tall to record a triple-double on this day, 1991. Marv?
Michael Adams.
Oh, blue ball. Wow.
You are on fire.
Good pull.
The pride of Hartford, Connecticut.
Dang. Had a weird-looking shot, too. Michael Adams. Good job, man.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Cheater.
Did you cheat?
I did not.
You've cheated before.
Oh, I sure have.
Okay.
Right. I sure have.
Marcellus Wiley, our good buddy, will join us on the program tomorrow. Todd, I'm going to go to you first.
Okay.
What did you learn on today's award-nominated program?
I learned Ravens backup QB Tyler Huntley was just added to the Flag Football Pro Bowl. Congratulations.
Okay. There's going to be a line on resumes from now on. When you make the Pro Bowl, they're going to go, wait, was that the Flag Football Pro Bowl? Because the ones before where it was something, it meant something when you were a Pro Bowler. Now, it doesn't. Marvin, what did you learn today?
Besides that, Allen broke up with Seton and the French kid.
Yeah, Allen, who is a bigwig in iHeartRadio, and he only lasted 90 minutes on the road trip.
And then he was hitchhiking after.
He was.
So strange. Why would you do
that? He had his bags. He was going all the way to Arizona, and they dropped him off at a rest stop.
Not safe.
Paulie, what did you learn?
Chris Collinsworth really has an issue with Mark Duper and Mark Clayton.
Well, we could talk about how it's complicated that other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, and we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, and that's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Thanks for all the phone calls, the emails, and tweets. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. We appreciate your support. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. You can still enter the contest to win the Sprinter van. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. One more item as we close out the show. It's a Sleep Number. Every great day starts the night before. And that's true. Did you get a good night's sleep? Because that impacts how your day is. Wake up refreshed, ready to go. Sometimes you come in, you're a little cranky. You can act like Fritzy. Where he's coming in, I go, what's wrong? I didn't get a good night's sleep.
I don't have that spring in my step that you do sometimes.
Yeah, I know. 8 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. The Sleep Number Smart Bed lets you adjust the firmness on each side, so it's 2 beds in 1. Also, Climate 360 Smart Bed actively cools and warms on each side, and you can keep sleeping through the night. Every great day starts the night before. Make sure this day when you wake up, check out the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed plus special financing. Save 50% right now. Ultimate Sleep Number event. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. The official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.